Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is State Roundup: Moore asks Trump to visit BMOR, MOCO braces for homeless influx, council members stand by Crandell. Governor Wes Moore defended Baltimore against President Trump's remarks, highlighting improvements in public safety and inviting Trump to see the progress firsthand. Montgomery County is bracing for an influx of homeless individuals after the clearing of an encampment in Washington, D.C., with shelters already at capacity. Baltimore County Council members are standing by Councilman Todd Crandell despite a video showing concerning behavior. Catalent, a major pharmaceutical manufacturer in Maryland, will lay off 350 employees in the Baltimore region. Former gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox is representing plaintiffs in federal discrimination lawsuits in Howard County. An ICE officer in Baltimore County falsely claimed to have a warrant during an arrest, and Maryland teachers are demanding payment from a nonprofit for arts education services. Concerns are raised about economic development in Montgomery County's agricultural reserve, while businesses in Baltimore oppose Mayor Brandon Scott's plan for a trash site. Bel Air commissioners are proposing changes to short-term rental regulations. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.